Anyway, we're back.
Welcome to Enslaved.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
I'm so tired. Happy holidays. Blank from this holidays season.
Yes.
Why? Because they all went into the army.
That is so payan. Everyone went to the army, but it's just so busy.
Grabe yung traffic pala, no?
Wow.
Wow, coming
spoken
from...
Spoken like someone who lived in Singapore.
Spoken like a true balikbayan.
No, yeah. It's like, really wow, traffic.
A jolt. Like, welcome back to Manila.
Is that also because you moved to the south?
Yes, also I'm a southerner.
Whilst so, in Manila, you are in the south?
Mm. Yeah, pero, yeah, crazy. No, I mean, the traffic is worse than it has ever
you
been.
You just have and to I choose thought, your battles, really.
I thought because of, you know, Lazada and all those things.
No, people are still going to the malls, apparently.
Yeah.
That's my comment, too. Why are people going to the malls? Diba? There's deliveries.
Yeah, to watch movies, which we are going to talk about.
Woo, what a segue.
Actually, not
this episode.
This is not the
not
crew.
Movies in the theater.
I watched Aquaman.
No, we do.
This is the first day of Aquaman, correct? This is the actual
Wednesday,
first day.
Yesterday.
Wednesday, yeah. Was it? Yesterday. Okay. There were 6 people in the theater.
Wow.
That's
granted,
good.
It was 1:30 p.m., but still. I remember, you know, back in the day.
The heady days of crowded cinemas.
Yeah, we watched Force Awakens at like 11 a.m.
But it's not Force Awakens. Grabe naman yung, grabe naman yung anticipation for the first
Wait,
Star Wars.
So
and something.
Is Aquaman not a big DC event?
No.
For, wow.
Well, what do you think? What's your read on it?
Parang they're giving up na, no? It could have been. It's like, ano.
I think it's just a obligation to fulfill a contract, honestly, in terms of the spending, because there's no buzz, basically. And when I watched it, kasi, as much as they try to have fun and it's some of it's on screen, it just always had that specter of death hanging over it. Like, nothing here is gonna move over to the next universe of James Gunn and Peter Safran. So,
but know. After Wonder Woman, is Aquaman already the highest grossing?
It might be. It's
So parang there was from parang with Wonder Woman 1984 niya yung sarili niya. With
pero I feel like they didn't have any of the support din. It's not as bad as 1984.
Yes,
diba? Like I actually enjoyed bits and pieces of it, but it's not a towering achievement in terms of superhero movies.
Not, yeah.
Is it the nail in the coffin of superhero movies for the year?
Of DC.
No, it's just the nail in the coffin of DCU.
DC,
Because the That's next it. Thing is going to be the James Gunn, I don't know, Superman.
Which one is worse? This, The Flash?
This, for me.
This one?
Yeah.
At least the CG in this one was all right.
Better.
Yeah. No, because... Well, yung gusto ko dito with James Wan is, syempre, we just went straight into this review.
Yeah,
we're
gonna move this later.
I know.
That's a great segue.
Oh, sige.
Mas organic.
Mas organic.
Let's talk about Aquaman.
And the Lost Kingdom. So, with this one, with James Wan, you can really see how much he loves like monster movies, diba? There's some very interesting creature design. It's way more colorful than your standard Snyderverse era type thing. But, it's also like a very boring villain. It's still
the
Black
same,
Mamba,
guys.
But ne, pero may extra, di ba?
Oh.
May possession, etc. But it's another thing where it's just some vague baddie with no character, and it becomes the same thing that happened in Suicide Squad, where Enchantress was actually possessed by something, someone we don't even know the name of, and then so completely forgettable and unremarkable villain and plot and
wait, sorry, who's the villain of
so
Aquaman?
It's Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Okay, yeah. Right.
What's his name?
Yahya Abdul-Mateen the third.
No, I mean the character.
Black Manta.
Black Mamba.
Black Manta.
Yes.
Yeah. With a black trident.
Yes.
The black trident.
Who gets
That's
a
on
black
the trailer.
Trident.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. But the black trident is
I
an ancient
even,
thing.
I forget that he lived. You will realize how little you remember from Aquaman. The original Aquaman, because like, okay, ito pala yung nangyari kay Patrick Wilson. Oh, okay, like it's just so also forgettable. But
yeah, like, hindi pala pinatay si Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
End of, Aquaman. And then parang, and then you're also like, is Dolph Lundgren the dad? No.
Is Dolph Lundgren the dad? Who's the dad of Patrick Wilson?
Someone else. I think that actor, died at in the first movie. But I'm not even sure. That's the thing. All I know for sure is he's not the husband of Nicole Kidman.
And Dafoe didn't die, right? He just kind of bowed out of the show.
Who?
William Dafoe's
character.
Oh, so isa pa yan. They refer to him parang in passing, di ba? Like he had died.
Okay.
He died in the prequel comic, which was a giveaway at the premiere. When I read the comic, I was like, wait a minute. I don't know, he doesn't die, but he gets like incapacitated.
Oh.
He's referred to as a casualty, pero parang, I guess, technically buhay pa. But again, Lisa, parang you think this should be in the, just because he couldn't get Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Diba, for the sequel. So they had to kind of write him out in the comic, in the tie-in comic giveaway.
Grabe.
So is this movie as bad as people say it is? That I saw a random Twitter post, people walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very bad reviews. Mm-hmm. The only fun part was the post-credit scene or mid-credit scene.
What?
A lot of people actually say the mid-credit scene is literally what the movie is about. Like that is your experience.
What's the mid-credit scene?
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! Don't listen if you haven't seen the movie.
The EPs.
Is that what it's about? I don't know. But
like if you're eating a sandwich of EP.
No, because I don't know. So I have no idea what to say anymore. But like, because I realized there's only 7 DCEU films?
Flash.
No, there's 4 this year, actually.
Beetle.
Surprisingly, but there's like Shazam was this year.
Shazam, part 2.
Shazam, Flash, Blue Beetle, and this
one.
Wow, a big year for DC.
And then there was the first Shazam, then there was Black Adam, and then there was.
So there were 11 pala.
Yeah. Marami, oh.
But this one. So
the 2 Suicide Squads.
Counting the Birds of Prey movies.
Yes. I guess, yeah.
Pero so, yeah, I mean, this definitely is like not as bad as like Suicide Squad, David Ayer, or Wonder Woman 1984.
Entertaining, at least.
It has its moments. But the funny thing is, like, okay, medyo semi-spoilery na to, no? I was telling Quark earlier, there's not one, but there's 2 references to Marvel, to MCU. So the MCU exists in the DCEU, nanonood sila ng Marvel movies. Because at one point, Aquaman literally calls, because in the trailer pa lang, it was like, why does this feel Patrick like Wilson's. Ragnarok?
Yeah.
Diba? In the movie
it feels
itself,
like a Thor kind of,
So in the movie, Aquaman literally calls his brother, Loki, at one scene.
Really?
Yeah, because they're having that dynamic. Oh, yeah. You know, he's the bad guy, but they have to team up, etc., etc. So it's a weird thing na kind of meta-ish na you know na people are gonna make a comparison. Doesn't make it any less, diba, or interesting or compelling. It's just letting the audience know na, yeah, we get it, you know. And then, ito yung medyo baffling decision, which is the very last uttered dialogue of the DCEU is a Marvel reference.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want...
No, it's actually a Marvel ripoff, almost. Yeah. Yes.
What is it?
It's an homage.
No, we can't.
That's a little too much to spoil the man. But crazy. The last vocalized dialogue is a Marvel ripoff.
Cut to classic rock music.
Oh, cut to classic rock music then. And then merong mid-credit scene with no dialogue.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's like, I feel like they knew they were, you know, carrying like a cursed item.
Yeah.
But they had to, you know, still try and put your best foot forward. Try to have fun.
It's actually if you were to, kind of like rank it, diba? Or make, tama si Ramon, it's not as bad. Like, I would think Suicide Squad 1 was the worst, right? And
that's not even a professionally made movie. It's not even a professionally made movie.
And then Wonder Woman 84. This is kind of like the third. This is for me adjacent to Quantumania in Marvel. Parang ganun. Like Quantumania had its moments. Quantumania was fun enough. Pero parang
plus Kang.
Which we can get to, but maybe not. We didn't
maybe
Marvel
not. Doesn't he doesn't deserve it anymore? Good riddance.
But yeah, parang anyway, like also if you think back to the first Aquaman, it wasn't that great a movie, actually. But it was a very, for me, A for effort movie.
Yeah.
Because they literally threw everything
Yeah.
But the kitchen sink at that film, right? there was
like Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah, there was a little Mermaid.
And Jason Momoa was so earnest as Aquaman.
There was a Raiders of the Lost Ark scene. There was Little Mermaid. There was a... Ito naman may Lost World scene. There's a scene that's very much a Marvel scene. There's White Walkers, literally like White Walker type looking people in snow. Parang,
recycling the costume department, I see.
So, parang ganun na naman sila. And you know what? Honestly, the most effective person for me was Mira.
Amber Heard. Really?
Who is actually pretty big.
I thought they were going to erase her character gradually.
Although, even I was watching it with Phil, I think, and even Phil was like, is Amber Heard even in this? And I was like, actually, I do remember she is in this. Some people think that she was written out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you think, there's a point where you think they're going to kill her off, but no.
happens more than once. They don't kill anyone off.
Yeah. So
is Jason Momoa, has he lost his sheen in this movie?
You're the one who likes objectifying men, so.
No, because I found him so entertaining in the first one.
Yeah. Well, he's not hot anymore.
He's not my type. But medyo at least dad, he was entertaining.
Medyo embrace naman niya yung pagka-dad niya.
Mm. It's really Jason Momoa, The Lost Kingdom. It's literally like watching Jason Momoa, the actor, just go and have adventures.
Yeah, I mean, because,
I mean, even in the
That's
first...
That's a shtick, though.
But even in the first movie, kasi parang, or rather, more Justice League, there was still a bit of like Arthur Curry.
Mm-mm.
Dito wala na. It's really just the
Jason Momoa show. Okay. Okay.
Diba? Kasi parang nag-melt away entirely yung galit niya sa surface world and, you know, being surly. It's like, I don't know, maybe his experience at Fast and the Furious really put him on the other side now of the spectrum in terms of like going ape shit with the character.
And he just wants to be like The Rock now, I guess.
Well, The Rock's
just
still
the
there.
Same guy.
Surf it,
just playing the same guy.
And it had the same problem for me as Marvel's, where it's just literally like, let's just get this plot out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's just like drop. But I like, wow, I seem to remember the, what's the name of Patrick Wilson's character?
Orm.
The Orm Arthur drama being so deep. But he literally just says, you know what we need? You know who we need to approach to get to solve this problem? And it's like literally like, a brain fart, and then we need to approach my evil brother. So, parang it's just like, let's get that stuff out of the way so we can cut to the action scenes.
Point
so,
A, point B, point C. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, sayang. Oh well.
Oh well.
But parang I don't really know what else they could have done naman with Aquaman, eh? Diba? Unless in some kind of brave move, it was like the world ends talaga.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be Aquaman and then Wonder Woman just coming together to form, be in a Justice League movie again. Or,
ah, talaga?
Hindi na ba tuloy yan?
Wala na. Like, you know, and the problem with this, as it was with the first movie, is thing it's such a Disney film with cute animals. Like.
Yeah. But that's always been the danger of Aquaman.
Yeah.
Because you have creatures, sea creatures.
Yeah.
It's like Little Mermaid.
Played by Martin Short.
That was a surprise. Like, genuinely, when the credits came up, then Martin Short's name came up. Like, what?
Cashing that paycheck.
Si Gimli nga yung actor.
No, si Gimli yung crab.
Ah, so sino si Martin Short?
Si Jabba.
Oh.
He got paid, guys.
See? Then we totally understand what we're talking about, to Gimli, to Jabba.
Yeah.
Because literally, that movie
They're
is
basically,
full
yeah.
of stuff ripped off, including Blade Runner, which I found so shocking. They made Atlantis look like Blade Runner with a big, you know, hologram.
Same sound, same theme.
Yung mga Atlantis,
like,
ano?
Giant LED biglang billboard.
Like, ano to?
So, parang bakit may underwater dystopia?
Best of luck, James Gunn.
Yeah, that's it.
Clean slate.
Yeah, I mean, buti na lang Warner Brothers 2024 slate looks good.
Better than Marvel? Or?
Well, I don't think Marvel.
What's the Warner Brothers?
Dune 2.
Ah, okay. Oh, right.
Furiosa.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Superman not yet, right?
Not yet.
It's gonna be a while. 2026 pa ba yung Superman?
Maybe 2025. Pero may dalawa pa eh, na I'm forgetting lang.
Acme.
No. They're trying to shop it nga, di ba? Pero, but this year kasi, they really fumbled it. Disney also, di ba? Both Disney and Warner Brothers celebrating their centennial and they had the worst year in so long.
Yeah.
They have so many flops. Like,
I don't know. Well, sa bagay, you know.
Warner Wonka was good for Warner.
Barbie, at least.
Barbie was their shining moment. Yeah,
but Disney's 100th anniversary. Did any of you watch Wish, even?
Nope. Mira says it looks like an AI-generated movie, and I quote her on that.
That's her 100th you know anniversary sad? Film, right?
Yeah, and I wanted to like it because I actually, it didn't look super CG, but it also had that kind of 2D look na put on top of CG. That didn't look very convincing.
That's why she kept asking me, Mom, I don't understand. Is it a 3D movie or is it a 2D movie?
It's like
movie?
3D models na they put outlines, not 2D. And then, so when it moves, it kind of registers as like fake.
Well, so parang blue-eyed samurai nga. Parang ganun.
I haven't seen yet.
But you watch Wish?
No, isa pa yan. So,
oh my gosh.
I couldn't find that in my schedule.
Wild.
But we watched Wonka instead.
We did.
Yeah. So how was that?
So
what a
Wonka,
segue.
What a segue. one of the only bright spots in Warner Brothers centennial year.
Timmy.
Did you doubt?
I doubted. I have to say.
I haven't seen it, but I've actually read bad reviews. I mean, I've read it seems like the consensus is not. It's disappointing at the least.
What?
No, it's an 80%.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's your echo chamber.
That's my, you know.
That's your anti.
No,
but
that's
my
little white lies. No, I'm not anti.
I can sort of qualify that. If you're not a Timothy fan, this will not help you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I agree.
Okay.
And there are people I know who, even if they enjoyed the movie, hindi pa rin convinced at Timothy. And I see why. He's not, first of all,
he's not Gene Wilder.
Yeah, but you don't have Johnny to be Depp. Naman eh.
Why are we even comparing Johnny Depp's Wonka here? But okay.
He's a great Wonka.
Because he's also a generational Wonka. Eh.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but Wonka is a generational character
Paul
at
King
this point.
Paul King has stated very early on that he's really basing it on the book. But of course, you can't avoid, you know, at least sort of tipping the hat to what's come before.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing for me, and I think it's a positive, is he actually didn't. Eh. It does not feel like Roald Dahl. It feels like Paul King, which is why I liked it.
Yep.
It really feels like Paddington, basically.
Okay. I agree.
And see, Timothy does not feel like Wonka. Wala yung kind of
the sinister
side.
Yeah.
Like, if these children die, walang pakels. So, dito he's so lovely and loves people and, you know.
This isn't the Veruca Salt Violet
bodyguard. So this is supposed to be the origin story.
It's a prequel,
story.
Yeah.
Origin story. But
it's how he starts his
there's
first
no
disc-
there's no connection.
Shop.
Yeah.
Pero binigyan pa siya ng, you know, like, touching mother issues, heartbreak.
Oh my gosh, I loved it.
It's great.
I lapped
it's like
it all
Sally
up.
Hawkins does more with, like, 8 minutes.
I think this
Sally
is
Hawkins
the only...
Is
wait,
yeah.
Honestly,
and
this
she,
is...
And she didn't go... She didn't return... She's not returning for Paddington 3. So parang, I don't know if she had to choose this one or whatever.
Is Paul King returning for Paddington 3?
No, that's why.
Honestly, this is one of the few movies this year that made me tear up.
Yeah. Galing ni Sally Hawkins.
Sally Hawkins in 5 minutes is just...
Pero galing ni Paul King. Like, yung mise-en-scene niya, the movement, the blocking, the camera, the music, the montages, it's all him. So it's very... If you like Paddington, you're gonna like it.
Wes Anderson pa rin siya?
Super. And I think it's more apparent that he's like Wes Anderson... For
iba
the kids.
Eh. Mas UK talaga yung ano for me.
His
eh.
Humor.
Oo. No, I mean even in the execution of the design. It doesn't yung pagka Wes Anderson is maybe a certain tweeness, but there's a grotesquery also that's very UK.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean si Timothy is not a singer. That's one of the things.
Sabi nga ni Mong parang auto-tune to that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the songs are kind of cute. There's some that
I
really
like. I like the giraffe song.
Who wrote the song?
I'm not sure.
James A. Taylor.
Anak ni James Taylor?
I'm not sure what James Taylor incarnation this is.
You just call.
If it's the one who's having a concert very soon here. But James A. Taylor wrote the music.
Magaling to you, Grant, and all that.
Yeah. I really lapped it up.
But he's surprisingly not that big a deal naman. He comes in late. Diba?
And he's been on the press tour saying that he had such a miserable time shooting.
But he says
this
that with every press tour naman.
Because, especially this, because of all the CGI work.
Yeah. He was basically wearing like the dots.
Which he hates.
Got it.
But I really liked it. I mean, I feel like there's a world where Wonka can be sinister, and this is a world where Wonka's so whimsical and cute and positive.
It makes me feel like there could be one more movie pa, where it's like some kid betrays him and then it's like time to murder some children by the end of the movie.
Right. Para lang to bridge
the gap. Bridge that, no? Kill the younglings. Jedi younglings.
36 million at the box office.
First weekend,
pretty good. The I in Timothy, we trust, even if Cork says he looks like Alan Peter Cayetano.
Wow.
I still can't get it.
No, but I mean, post Paul Atreides. Ano na ako? Okay na ako.
I just want to know what Kylie Jenner thinks of all of this. But
yeah.
They're dating. Oh, what do you feel about The Crown season 6?
7?
Six. Broken in two parts.
I did not watch part one first.
What?
I waited until part two came out so I could watch the whole season.
Right.
I didn't care about Netflix's sudden division.
I know. In all original releases right now, it's part one, part two.
I don't know if they're trying to transition to a different model or what. But I know that the part one had negative reviews. I know you liked it.
I liked it.
And I generally liked it, except for, I think, parts that you did like.
The ghost?
Yes.
Ghost Diana? I cringe ako doon.
Okay,
why
so you didn't. Okay.
Like ghost Diana?
Yeah.
Not just Diana.
Memory
Dodi.
Diana. And Dodi.
Dodi also. So parang...
Inspired.
Wait, did they show the
choice.
Death of Diana?
No. Tastefully done.
That was good.
Tastefully done.
Like super off screen.
But I really did... The reason why I liked part one was I liked the whole Muhammad point of view, which I think was, at least it humanizes Dodi and Muhammad. The Al-Fayyad family is portrayed, and I think portrayed quite well, despite the fact that they made Dodi's father the controlling figure, right? But I liked the ending of part one because it shows how the parts that we don't see in media.
Although it's also kind of a retread because it's the same material he covered in The Queen.
I feel like part. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Diba? So,
and it's the same writer.
Yeah, and it's Peter Morgan. Diba? So,
this is his specialty. Kasi royals. Right, yeah, the royalty. Royals.
So, walang Meghan Markle. Wala na.
No.
Wala. Did she die at the end, though?
No, it ends in 2005.
Oh. Oh, so
spoilers.
I mean.
Huh?
It doesn't end with her death.
Part one ends with Diana. Parang that
they're 1998.
That's like a book end na. And then part two starts with the new generation, which is
Will.
Will's and Harry.
And for me, ako naman, I preferred part two.
Really?
Pero part two, interestingly enough, all the episodes except one, my co-writer na si Peter Morgan. Except of course the finale he reserves for himself and Stephen Frears. Is the director. Pero I loved the Leslie Manville episode.
Every season highlight is the Leslie Manville ep.
Super
it's
ganda.
The Margaret ep.
Yeah. That one I loved. And I mean, see, Price has not one full episode to himself, but he has one episode where he kind of mends the fences between
which will never happen
Charles
in real life,
and,
to be honest.
And William. And
very imaginary
scenarios.
First
episode of William and Kate, Kailang. Parang it wasn't as... It was
a rom-com meet cute.
Kilala ba yung actors?
No.
I like the guy who played Will's...
Yeah, but I don't know him.
Yeah.
Pero,
like spitting image.
It might be true to life, but it wasn't very interesting as far as like a courtship.
They're boring.
Yeah.
In real life, William
sure, but
and
that's
Kate,
it's a drama show. I mean,
yeah,
they're already establishing it.
Yeah, you already have a license naman to, you know...
They're boring nila talaga. They're the most boring people ever.
How did the show end? Spoiler alert.
Actually, gusto ko yung finale. And you didn't? Because?
I was left wanting more. I wanted a...
Years between 2005 and now?
I'm one of the few people who was expecting the fast forward to the Queen's funeral.
Ako hindi naman. I mean, I thought it might end with meeting Megan, and that's the.
No, thank you.
That would have been ano eh.
That would have been the end. That's,
yeah,
this
that would
the
have been
end.
An interesting end. Na parang this crisis ganon. Pero I really like. I mean, there was kind of nods to her death. Kasi parang
right.
The structure of the finale episode is basically she is encouraged to
plan
approve
her funeral.
Plans for Operation London Bridge, which is what the palace must do in the case of the death of the ano. The sovereign. So, you know, parang she gets a preview of her funeral. Kasi they're presenting ito yung mga balak namin, ganito, ganyan. And
she doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, and then it opens the way to this. Yan, it's still cringy yung No Way Home aspects. Although still kilig in terms of seeing actors together. Because she parang...
Spoiler alert-y.
Pero yeah, I mean, it's fake naman, but... because she kind of wrestles with the question. The other culminating event kasi is the wedding of Charles and Camilla in the finale. It's finally given her blessing. Mm. And then, but she parang struggles privately with the question of should I step down and let Charles become king na. But that would be a sort of unprecedented. Well, may konting precedent, pero it always ended badly. Parang ganun. So she wrestles with that while speaking to the previous actresses. So she parang consults, parang, or she's visited by the ghost of Claire Foy and then the ghost of Olivia Colman. Parang, why would you do this? Why would you not do this? Ganito, ganyan.
Who's she now? Stanton.
Stanton.
So,
this is her best season.
Yes. Pero, yeah, I mean, even like the bagpiper scene, ang ganda. Diba? Parang when she's choosing what will be played at the march. And then even the funny bits, like when she's like super happy si Prince Philip to plan his funeral, and then yung Land Rover yung magdadala ng coffin niya.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was just the right amount of sort of sentiment.
Kulang lang ako with the pageantry.
With the pageantry?
Because I was expecting Smoke and Mirrors is still my favorite The Crown episode of all time.
But I think that's kind of why I was impressed. Like it was an empty church
ending.
Instead of like full as you would expect it to be at the funeral. There's this great image kind of,
and then she
looks around,
heaven.
It's empty. She's kind of imagining it in her head probably.
Yeah.
What it would look like. And then she walks out. And then that's
the blinding. She opens the door with the blinding light.
Oh, it's like Chorus of Angels then.
Tapos walang postscript na Queen Elizabeth died in 2000.
She lived until the
ripe old age.
Ripe old. Bakit may accent yung narration?
Ripe old age. Did
she
you not like Elizabeth Debicki?
I liked her.
I thought she was fantastic.
She's always good naman.
I was curious about is how did they get around her height?
No, they just lived with it.
Because the younger Diana was small also.
Oh, you just Emma. Have to accept it that she is 6'2".
Okay.
Ang galing niya. She was so good.
Tsaka pag naka-heels pa yan, talagang gazelle.
She got Diana down to a pat, I must say.
Almost to a fault na nga, na parang you don't want to, you know, sort of be like a parody almost. But medyo uncanny kasi minsan eh.
Galing.
So this season, probably not the best, The Crown season?
No, not the best. Inconsistent, pero...
Up and down,
it's got
for sure.
It's still got those great moments. Like, I also really... It's the same episode, diba? Yung parang flashback where Elizabeth's adventure with the blacks.
The Leslie Manville ep, that was the Margaret episode.
Yun eh. Yun, fiction.
The Ritz.
Oh, yung nakipag, ano para siya, nakipagsayawan daw siya with like American black GIs.
She French kissed a black GI.
Oh, and this is pre-Charles.
Yeah.
Pre-Prince Philip.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, sorry. Elizabeth DBT.
Yeah, an
okay,
imagining of Queen Elizabeth's rowdy teen years.
So Claire Foy then?
No, they got
even younger than her. She wasn't done yet.
I just wish it had ended with a bang versus like...
A nod to her death? What's the bang? Pinarili siya, gano'n?
Just more pomp. I wanted more pomp. That's all.
You wanted it to end with the Jubilee.
Yeah, something like that.
That was nice. I like that episode where William realized my role, my place is beside my lola. Ganda, no? Genuinely. Because he's watching the Jubilee on the TV lang with Kate. And then as he realizes na sobrang nervous si lola Elizabeth Regina, he's like, I should be there. So he drives.
Favorite ko yung si Eve Best as Carol Middleton.
See?
Eve Best.
Ah, oh my God. The mom and house of Dragon. Nakakatawa na.
Which is apparently based in real life.
But it's still kind
of
like
Carol Middleton, the mom of Kate Middleton, machinated all of these
parang
plots
meetings,
so that she could marry off her daughter
for Kate and William
Prince William. And it happened.
May pagka-sinister. Well, it's called out naman in the episode din. Pero nakakatawa.
Is she a duchess or anything?
No.
No,
she's a commoner.
Commoner.
That's why it was a big deal at the time.
Not even highborn, right? They're just
self-made
wealthy.
Yung nanay.
Party supplies.
Yeah, to the point na the dad who was a pilot could quit his job and work for that company. But at least now that it's all over, Quark can finally watch it as he did Ozark.
Well, no, at least Ozark kinabog ko talaga bago magtapos.
The day Quark says, I finished watching The Crown, I swear, I'm gonna end this podcast.
Retiring na ata.
Yeah, but you know what? I really felt like end of an era at the finale.
End of the prestige era?
Yes. Parang when are we gonna see another prestige show talaga like this, this budget? It's not even Gilded Age, because with Gilded Age, you can see like, oh, this part is definitely like CG stuff. Yeah. I'm sure there's CG stuff also in The Crown, but it's like,
there's lots of CG stuff in The
scale,
Crown.
And yun, that pomp.
The pomp.
And it was kasi, diba, when The Crown started, it was still Netflix really trying to prove and make a name for itself. It wasn't every year there's always a Crown season, but yeah, and so it's like, you know, I guess
it was 2016.
It was one of the early batch.
It was,
diba?
Yeah. I remember when Netflix came out in the Philippines.
Oh.
That was The Crown.
The first season won so many awards.
Diba?
Love
you. Fare thee well.
God save the queen.
Sabi ko nga, nag-tweet nga ako na in my mind na relatable yung Elizabeth Regina using Charles and Camilla's wedding to debut a tight five stand-up set.
Did we have no? Speaking of politicians, are we gonna do a service Kachipan?
Show it! Kachipan!
This is the most stream of consciousness episode.
This is what happens
Holy
when we're
shit.
F to F.
Ay, nako.
I mean, I guess we should.
Smack dab in the middle.
Kahit host na naging guest natin.
I really wish I had pressed record during our post-recording session with Derek Ramsey.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dee.
I am so excited for the episode with MJ and Bianca.
Yeah.
Like, this will be one for the ages.
Grabe
it will tawa. Actually beat the reports of child bleep.
The fact that we made it to Reddit. Anyway, this who the politician, please. What is this?
Wyn Getchalian's girlfriend, Bianca Manalo.
Wyn Getchalian
allegedly having an affair with
an enslaved guest.
Yes. Enslaved guest. Everyone's calling him a starlet.
We call him an enslaved guest.
Yeah, bakit starlet? People getting starlet. Huh? What do you mean starlet?
I mean a lot of the reports. Starlet
means you're not yet a star,
you're
right? You're a rising star.
Parang I only heard the term when it was like women. I didn't know
little
that,
star.
I didn't know a guy could be a starlet.
It's gender neutral.
Or like a starlet was like a child star.
It is for all ages and all genders.
Connotation kasi na you're there also for your looks or your kind of like
B-level
sex
B-level?
Yeah. Ano, apparently baby mama ni Rob posted on his social media screen caps of his affairs with women.
Conversations.
Are they still together? Baby mama and Rob?
Parang. Hindi na yata.
So this is a vengeful
No. But they were together when she posted
it. Okay, got it.
I think.
That was her exit. That was her exit.
That's her exit strategy.
Yeah, that was like mic drop. So, kasama apparently si Herlene Budol. I don't even know.
That can't be a real name.
What is that a real name?
Well, she's known as, last name is
she's
Budol.
Known as Hipon Girl.
Why?
Oh, the TikTok girl.
Yeah. She's the one in the, like, if you're going EDSA northbound, she's the one, like, doing squats with the jack.
Parang negative yung connotation ng hipon,
I
di
know.
Ba?
She's actually kind of cute, to be honest.
So, bakit yun yung... And she owns
no,
that
she
name?
No, she called herself that.
Because
she calls herself that.
She likes tempura?
And she's, no, she's, like, being self-deprecating, I guess.
That's oh. her shtick.
Yeah. Pero ano siya? Maganda siya.
A beauty queen, eh, di ba?
Anyway.
No, hindi naman.
Di ba?
No, wait. No, Herlene.
Yeah, Herlene. Yeah.
Bianca was.
No, I think they kind of all are.
I'm
are.
So confused.
Because the show is the baby mama.
What?
The show is the baby mama, di ba?
Wow.
Herlene is the baby mama?
No, apparently not.
How many women are involved in this thing?
Many, I guess.
Is he even cute?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Are you Googling the face of our
guest?
Yeah,
because you know
anyway,
GMA.
I don't know what this is going to... No. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Rob, so, what? Gomez.
Yeah. So that's the. So I don't know what's going to happen with Winga Chalian and Bianca Manalo.
And Rob hasn't made a response.
Were we not in one group though where it kind of got like out of hand? Like, I don't know anymore. It's a group's like.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's kind of cute. Gary
but
Estrada.
I mean, even on the set, being a producer on this movie.
He's a producer?
No, me being a producer on one of his movies. Apparently, on the set, marami din siyang tinira, basically.
Oh, so, allegedly, okay? Allegedly. I know. Allegedly.
Okay, sabi ko, apparently.
Favorite friend namin
so,
yun si allegedly.
Mga, allegedly, the co-star of his movie, or I produced, so you just Google...
Grabe.
I won't
give the
Redditor
some work naman.
Wow.
Give the Redditor some work to do.
His Instagram, Rob Gomez Official, is full of him bare chested.
Well.
Hey, apparently that's his brand.
All right.
Slide into my DMs.
Grabe. This year talaga no. Wow, it's a slow year then December came around.
Always. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is what, 1 month after Casnel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Diba? Did you see there was a tweet nga na parang someone was crowning Bianca na parang passing of the torch na you are this month's ano.
It's not so Kim Chu's separation with C and Lim isn't even making
waves. You're right. Yeah.
When did that?
Someone told me there was another
just last weekend. Yeah. She said that they are kaput.
That's how busy
I just
is.
Know her upside down Christmas tree.
Yeah.
A what?
She has an upside down Christmas tree.
Kim Chu?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
It was even
I guess a strong center pole. Yeah.
So what I heard, I also have intel on that. Apparently.
Tidbits, please.
Allegedly, he told her, okay, I don't really see us ending up together. In 6 months, I'm going to break up with you. And she still stayed with him.
Well, because she thought, maybe she can change his mind.
Yeah.
Well, she loves him. Huh? They've been together, 10 years?
No, maybe.
She didn't see his movies.
And what? Also, there is a third party, supposedly.
On CN.
On CN, so no, allegedly.
These are all alleged things, people. Don't quote us, okay?
Yeah. Right, so she changed her number, and I was like, why did you change your number? In Viber. Blank. Change your number. Like, why did you change your number? Inaharas kasi ako ng mga...
Fans.
Mga fans ni Kim. So, I don't know. I mean...
Let's turn off the mic and... Well, in the after show, we will find out the name.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah. More in the after show on our Patreon.
Oh my gosh, what a day of chismes from the Ramsey house plus the Henares house. Oh my.
Half the time talaga I'm just Googling. Like, who? I don't know these
people. We haven't even spoken about Scarlett's and yet, singing teacher.
Oh just! My god. No, more. No more.
Ah, dude.
I fell off my chair when that happened. Anyway, So May December is unfortunately not screening here.
Yeah.
In theaters?
No, on Netflix. It's still not on Netflix.
It's not a Netflix worldwide thing.
Just US.
Hopefully it'll do a rollout. But we were lucky enough to watch May December. I actually texted right after I watched the film. I texted Ann Curtis. I told her.
What did she do in that?
No, I told her I want.
You're so good in May December. Oh, yeah.
I hope you have a role like you. Natalie Portman one day in this, like in her career.
What about?
She actually did. It's called No Other Woman.
Well, you know.
You walked into it. Why did this role, while watching it, why did it make you think Ann Curtis?
It's a mature role.
Okay.
Which is something she needs. And it's an actress playing an actress, which I think is very meta.
Okay.
And it's something Ann can do well with the right director.
Yeah. To her credit, I think Natalie Portman was actually the one who brought it to the audience.
Oh, really?
And it was supposed to be Natalie's to direct.
Yeah.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
What is our relationship with Todd Haynes?
We love him.
Fucking love Todd Haynes.
Why? Yeah. Does anyone not?
No,
love him?
I want to put context in this conversation. No,
well, you know, Safe is one of Quark's favorites of all time.
I know. Well, you know, 1-2 punch of Julianne Moore and Todd Haynes.
Yeah, we all love Far From Heaven.
Mine is Far From Heaven.
And Carol is probably mine.
You know what? I have not seen Carol.
I'll kick you out of the house.
It's on Netflix. I just discovered.
Oh, talaga?
Yeah.
So wait, what's May December about?
Funnily enough, one Twitter user, because I searched May December, he said, why is it called May December? It wasn't set in May, it wasn't set in December. We need clues.
Not everyone is up to date with the slang,
I
guess.
It was a modern version of Carol, because two actresses, I didn't know anything about the film thing
right.
when I came into it. So.
Right.
I was very pleasantly.
Oh, Quark! So you
surprised.
You do summaries pretty well.
I know. See, Natalie Portman is an actress, kind of like middling. No, she's been in
a TV actress.
Yeah, but she was also in like gory slasher films, right? I guess she's like a.
Pero
Neve Campbell, what?
She's like Mariska Hargitay.
But that's a reveal. That's what's so great.
I know that, but I mean the way people talk to her, right? Like when they name drop stuff, there's one that's like a gore fest.
Uh-huh.
Then there's one that's like, oh, it's like Law and Order SVU.
I envisioned her as Mariska Hargitay on Law and Order.
So
that's her career right now.
So she is, studying a role, and so she decides, and it's based on. Something that happened in Georgia like 20 years before. So it's a bit of a period film because it's 2015. And this happened, I think, 92 in Georgia, where a 36-year-old woman was impregnated by a 12-year-old student who happened to be the classmate of her son. So she went to jail for...
statutory.
For what?
Statutory rape.
Yeah, for statutory rape. Gave birth to her kid in jail, and it kind of became like a tabloid sensation. And so there. So Natalie is interviewing the people she knows, the ex-husband, the kid, the son, who was a classmate of her now husband, etc., etc. And there seems to be like more than meets the eye, kind of like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah, good. I remember...
Explain nyo naman sa ating lovely listeners yung ibig sabihin ng May-December.
May-December po, ang ibig po sabihin yan ay isang romance na may age gap. That's pretty much
that's it.
It.
No, but why May-December equals age gap?
Because one was born in May, one was born in December.
Because there's a 6-month, 8-month gap? In between? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, why? Yeah, tama yun. You don't have to put a question mark. That's correct. I'm just want to make
I
it...
I feel like you're judging
just,
us.
No, I'm trying to lay it out.
Baka may etymology pa
na.
Mas
malalim. What is it, Professor?
I just want to have that context out there so we're all on the
but
same page.
But this is actually based on a true story, except for the actress playing.
Who died. The real person just died recently, right?
And I did remember reading this in high school. Let me pull up I Googled the name. Mary Latrineau. Fell in love with her sixth grade student, Vili Fua Lau, and they had 3 children together.
But is this what Notes on a Scandal is also kind of about?
Notes on a Scandal? Oh, the Kate Blanchett, Judy Dench.
The Blanchett one.
I can't remember anymore. Yeah. But this one, I don't think this one is based on any specific one.
Inspired.
Because there's an amazing bit of dialogue at the end, which was lifted.
Correct.
From a sort of same situation, but it's in Australia. So
I don't think so, because when
I saw the interview,
there's a part in this film where it is lifted straight up from an interview between Mary and Billy with an Aussie reporter.
Ah, okay, baka yun yun.
ABC Australia. So anyway, you guys can Google that.
So yeah, directed by Todd Haynes, who is a gem and really one of the greatest American directors working today. Except, yeah, I guess he's a little too esoteric for...
I think he's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
What was his last film?
Carol?
You know, I actually didn't see his last film. That's how little... Well, Velvet Underground, actually.
Was it Velvet Underground?
Velvet Underground was his last
documentary,
film.
Documentary. Last narrative.
Dark Water.
Black Water. No. Yun?
Wonderstruck? No.
Yun.
No. Dark Water, actually, which I haven't seen. It was 2019.
Wonderstruck I thought it was Carol.
2016, 2019.
Pero yung Wonderstruck prime yan eh.
Yeah. I saw Wonderstruck, which is actually a good film.
I actually really like Dark Water. It's one of the best Mark Ruffalo performances before Poor Things came along. But no one watched it. It's like such a... Because it's basically a lone sort of... environmental lawyer taking on DuPont, which is a true story, which kind of shocked me. Na parang it was the case that revealed to the world na cancerous yung DuPont. So DuPont was in every kitchen because they made all the pots and pans.
That's why it's called Dark Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is Todd Haynes' style?
So Todd Haynes actually annoying. Like he is really known for yun nga parang that putting a scalpel on pop culture. It's his very first film was banned. And you can only find it actually on YouTube. And it's a really fantastic film. Superstar, the Karen
student
Carpenter.
Student film, yata,
story, yeah. Which is basically the story about Karen Carpenter's
anorexia.
But it's all
Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
So it's on YouTube. It's very touching, actually.
Should people Google on YouTube or search?
Superstar Karen Carpenter story, Todd Haynes. His first feature was a movie called Poison. Yeah, so that was 3 parts. One, it kind of all AIDS related to homophobia, AIDS, but veiled as a monster movie, 1950s monster movie, a docu, and I think a soap. So he's kind of like that. He really uses form. And you love
I love
Far
his,
From Heaven.
I love his style, which
Douglas
is very
Sirk.
Douglas Sirk. Yeah. So campy.
Yeah.
But I find it like a neo-camp style, where it's not like John Waters. It's not very in-your-face. Yeah. It's so subtle, so glossy, but there's darkness underneath.
It's not in there. It's not always there. Like Dark Water is a pretty much straight drama. Mm. So is Carol. Yeah.
So actually, that's what I was going to point out. Na parang... It seems like because he is so esoteric and so kind of weird, and he was a director I was very obsessed with actually in my 20s when he made I'm Not There, which is the one that
Bob Dylan,
the Kate Blanchett
experimental biopic.
Yeah.
Parang that kind of filmmaking is no longer welcome in this world. So he kind of made Carol and he made Wonderstruck, which plays with the silent film, but it's not really, but it's a very touching. I know, and Dark Water, straight up drama.
Film, yeah.
So I kind of lost interest because he stopped doing that. So Carol is really a return to form. May December is really a return to form because now he did it again, which is that
he
Lifetime
did again.
Movie. He did it again in the form of a Lifetime. And the one of the first 5 minutes, Julianne Moore opens the fridge. It's like, I don't think we have enough hot dogs for today. And then there's like that. Music, dun-dun-dun, parang ganun.
May Zoom pa eh.
I started laughing so loud, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Because parang, oh fuck, he's back.
Where have you been? So, I just want to point out also one thing. that it's so impressive to me how good this script is. And it's the first script by Sammy Birch.
Todd Haynes didn't write it.
No.
Oh.
In fact, it was supposed to be, it was presented to Natalie Portman for her to direct.
And what is her second script?
Acme versus Coyote.
R.I.P.
Which is what was
R.I.P.
shelved and is now being shopped around.
You know, galing.
Hanip.
I did not know that Todd Haynes didn't write this film. I didn't read about the credits.
She's a casting agent.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
The layers. I mean, people talk about the camp, whether it's camp or not. For me, talaga, it's I just what comes into my head is it's really black comedy.
Yeah.
More so, even it reminds me actually of To Die For.
Yes.
Especially
yeah.
the obsession with
yes.
media.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
that is great.
But because To Die For also
references.
Has very dramatic, sympathetic characters. Right? And then everyone's talking about.
Pero mas in your face To Die For.
Oh, mas ano.
I think you can really watch it as a drama or a
yeah.
drama. And you won't
these,
be wrong.
Oh, uh-huh. right? But there are these touches, kasi, like the sudden zooms and then the stings in the yeah. soundtrack and the score. Na, you know, and also there's just like, parang wink, almost winking yung performance ni Natalie Portman and the
and
lisp
Julianne
of
Moore.
Julianne Moore. yung pinaka straight talaga and thus is also the most sympathetic is the amazing Charles Melton who is
wow.
getting all the buzz and
I
suddenly
am
is
amazed.
The, you know, suddenly is the front runner for
best
supporting actor
as
alongside
a Riverdale
RDJ.
Watcher. I am so shocked.
Who is he? Is he Moose?
No, he's not. He's the
Dilton Doily.
He's not even a Archie character.
He is.
No, I mean in the comics.
Yeah, he is.
So who is he?
I think he is Moose.
Is he? I mean, he looks like a moose.
So he gained 40 pounds for this film.
Mm. Ooh.
And
look at that bad bod.
I always thought it would be one of the twins to be like the breakout star of Riverdale, but it's this guy who's getting the Oscar buzz. And
buddy,
and well deserved.
Your
well deserved.
Buddy Jughead.
Jughead, yeah.
See Sprouse.
See Cole Sprouse.
Yeah.
Pero I don't know.
It's this guy. Ang galing niya.
Galing niya. I mean, it reminded me of another Korean, si Teo Yu, di ba? Yung body language nilang dalawa.
As a,
and
like
it really,
past
and
lives?
It re, yeah, in past lives. And it reduces them to teenagers talaga, that
yeah.
body language.
Stunted growth.
Galing!
Yung ano, yung pot smoking
the
scene.
The pot smoking
so,
scene.
Love that.
Even in, yeah, in the confrontation with Julianne Moore at the end.
Yeah. And ano kasi, like, so Julianne Moore, di ba? My favorite actress.
Wait, I just want to say, with the whole time I was watching it, I was like, oh my God, Quark is going to love this film. Because it's Julianne Moore doing Julianne Moore
what
at
she
her
do
best.
Yeah. I said, no, yeah, I would occasionally pause and say, fuck, no, it's
even, ano eh, like, even as a fan of Julianne Moore crying, eh. diba? Super rewarding na ito.
Yeah, but then, despite her talent, kasi si Julianne Moore, I don't feel most people know how to use her as a weapon, right? I think only two people really know how to use her the way she should be used, which is P.T. Anderson and Todd Haynes. So, ano siya, the best talaga siya pag unhinged. So, think of that. Ano nga, di ba? Diba? The Magnolia. Which is your favorite Julianne Moore scene ever?
Magnolia crying.
Magnolia.
And Boogie Nights.
Yung getting high
when she's
with.
Speaking out, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a
and
favorite?
And her teeth. It's her teeth kasi. I can't diba? Get it out of the image out of my head when she's going like that. You know that teeth? Yeah.
Ikaw, do you have a favorite Julianne Moore scene?
Yung pharmacy.
Yeah, pharmacy sa Magnolia. Ako, second, a close second yung Shortcuts. Which
yeah,
is
that's
like,
what I was gonna say. Altman did sort of use her really
yeah.
well.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's an unforgettable scene. And parang debut pa nga.
And it's on YouTube, ah.
Oh.
You can see
just
her pubic
scene.
Hair in all its glory.
And, is it red?
Yes. It is. The curtains match the drapes. No, like she's basically like talking to Matthew Modine, telling him off because he's trying to trap her into confessing that she had an affair. And she, I think, she spills her wine on her dress. So she takes off her dress and irons it, not wearing any panties. And she's just like going off on him.
I can imagine her
it's
editor
amazing.
Just Googling this scene.
Yeah.
Hi, pal.
Raymond Carver adaptation. Yeah.
So,
but why is Julianne Moore in your echelon of top actresses.
He's so annoying. Like Billy on the street, the one where he goes around just saying,
just parading her around, diba?
She's so annoying. She's so
fearless.
Yeah. And parang the role she chooses also has a lot to do with it. One of my favorite performances is actually Safe, where she still is unhinged, but hindi siya nagwawala. Not really. So she just plays a person who's just so disappears, like has zero personality and tries to blame the environment on her malaise. So galing. Parang ano, she's so subtle but also so overt. Galing.
I'm actually amazed that Natalie Portman is okay with Julian overshadowing her in this film, because Miss Natalie also,
she's the producer, so that works then to her benefit.
But props to Natalie though, her ego didn't get the better of her.
Yeah. And props to Natalie for realizing that Haynes was the perfect director.
Right.
I don't think they've never worked together, right?
I don't know.
Oh, so galing.
Amazing.
I love it.
It's just so, it's a delight to watch actually a second time also.
Mm.
There's things na you're still not sure of kasi. But once you get to the end, and then yun nga, because for me, yung reveal at the end is that she's a bad actress was such a mwah! Ang galing eh!
Can we go on spoiler territory? Yeah.
Oh.
Spoiler alert! Don't listen if you haven't seen the movie!
What did you guys think of the sex scene?
I was dreading it. Like, sana they don't go there. Sana they don't do this. I mean, like, this is terrible if they... You know, it's so predictable. And then it happens. And then it's so well done. And then, ang ganda pa ng, this is what grown-ups do.
Right?
No, kaya nga, it is sort of, I don't know if I dreaded it, but when it was gonna happen, I knew it was like a cliche thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it's handled so well nga. Mm-hmm. Not just in, it's not even a hot scene. It's a sad, pathetic,
very sad
scene. It speaks to the character of Charles Melton. Mm-hmm. And then, and also yung parang pagka manipulative ni Natalie Portman's character, and you know, parang part of it, it's not just the narcissism or wanting to inject herself into the drama, but also wanting to kind of exert control, diba? And then so I didn't think it was, because it lent so much new perspective to the characters, I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I just love the scene after where Natalie's doing the monologue in front of the mirror.
With a letter.
That's her award season calling card right there.
And that's even that is like a parody of the Academy clip. Diba? Yeah. So ang galing eh. The script is such a gem.
Is Julian going to be lead actress?
No.
Supporting siya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they'll probably, knowing them, they'll probably
submit both.
Yeah, no.
I don't know though. Pero kasi, I guess I'm just going off the fact na there was a tally of the screen time. Eh. Diba? And then it's really like lacking a gap between. There's so many more scenes kasi of Natalie Portman speaking to other people. Diba? So, and yun, she's a lead talaga.
Because Charles Melton.
Yeah. Melton.
And they say supporting, you know, but actually he has the most screen time if you think about it. Right, because he has scenes with both often, and then he has his scenes with his daughter.
Yeah, but he has to earn his keep.
Ayun nga, so parang category fraud actually.
Yeah,
it's like
scenes with his kids are some of the sweetest, and because of that, kind of the most heartbreaking. Then,
because he's also a kid himself, he's like a stunted child in this film.
They're basically all on the same level.
Yeah,
so parang
galing na when he asks like, was it real? Like, you were in control. Oh my God, ang galing. I mean, it works.
Which is a real interview.
Oh,
well, if you Google interview, it. But si Sammy got the lines that
I swear I was so shocked when I saw it on YouTube when I googled interview between
Mary. The line that jumps out at you is
who's in control? Who's the boss?
And that's from an interview of a real
Yeah, so it even works in that level. Eh, that parang we just gloss over these tabloids and there are real people behind this, and what is the nature of inya? Parang, was it grooming? Was it fantasy fulfillment? I don't know. Parang, I don't know. Even on that level, and then you have that whole meta level. Nga,
yeah.
I mean, this guy is a good cinematographer. He's Kelly Reichardt's cinematographer.
Mm.
But the way he shot it is so bad, and it's so great how flat that fucking movie is.
Now I want to watch that movie.
Even on the audio, diba, you can hear the whispers of the people.
Ang ganda eh. Ang ganda.
Yung nga, parang medyo tar yung revelation, diba, at the end. Na parang, all that work pala was for this.
I know. Akala ko naman.
My God.
Prestige.
Kung akala mo sa Method Oscar winner, parang lifetime movie lang pala.
Beautiful.
I really hope Netflix releases this globally instead of just US, Canada for now.
And I really hope that Netflix is pushing this more than or just as equal as Maestro.
Mm. Oh, props to friend of pod who is a top listener of Enslate, Miguel Lutu. He created the poster of May December.
Yeah, right. Wow.
I'm not joking.
Really?
He's so proud of it.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna credit that to the Enslate touch.
Go Miguel, a top fan of Enslate. Woohoo!
Good work, good work.
But yeah, definitely, we're gonna hear this this entry in our year-end lists.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It does, yeah.
Can I ask you, is Natalie Portman a good actress or not? Because she is polarizing. If you read the discourse on Twitter.
I think she now knows what she's good. This is what she's good at.
Not the Garden State manic pixie girl anymore.
No, even yung mga Jackie kaya, may pagka
OA
talaga siya.
I loved her in Jackie though. Shush. I loved her in Jackie.
No, I mean like yun nga yung pagka OA niya. I think almost I mean bad analogy, but Nicolas Cage, you know, parang Nicolas Cage knows or people who cast him, they know what they want. And so
she's really good. But she's not the right person for all roles.
Correct.
Yun. But correct. When it's both correct, it's just astonishing.
Mm.
When she's also paired with the right director, I feel, who knows how to weaponize her and her whispers and her
But this is such
fatale.
A nice example of something that I was already excited for and then surpassed by my expectations.
Because it got rave reviews in Cannes. Right? That was the...
I mean, I wasn't even thinking of that. It's just the pedigree of the project was already Todd Haynes with Julianne Moore again and then
Charles
Melton
of Riverdale.
Oh my God. I'm there.
Parang people didn't know what to really think about it, but the best of year-end lists, parang now they've come around.
I can totally see a Filipino adaptation of May December. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
but anyway
that's why I got no other woman diba?
Oh nga naman ang dami daming May December romance, you can just walk down this street and
I know.
What a day.
Alright, so that wraps up our episode. We're gonna take a break because it's the holidays. We start the year with all our best ofs. Everyone is waiting.
Exciting for the showbiz.
Everyone is waiting. Hey, MJ. Quark.
I'll get MJ, you get Bianca.
Yeah, I'll get Bianca.